Hello, welcome to my 5.5 Permutations and Combinations podcast. Today I learned that the difference between a permutation and a combination is that with permutations, you care about the arrangement of an event. For example, 10 horses are running a race and you are trying to find how many ways the horses finish first, second, and third. So the formula for permutations is n factorial divided by n minus r factorial. So the way this will be set up is that n will be the 10 horses, and then first, second, and third, which is 3, will be r. So it will be 10p3 is equal to 10 factorial divided by 10 minus 3 factorial. Then for the top part, you're going to try to put 10 times 9 times 8. But then the bottom, you're going to subtract it, 10 minus 3, which is 7. Then it will be 7 factorial. And then the top, once you get to 7, 10 minus 9, 10 times 9, times 8 times 7 factorial, you will stop there so that you can cancel out the 7 on the top and bottom, and then multiply the 10, the 9, and 8, which will give you 720, which is the answer that there will be 720 ways for the horses to finish first, second, and third. Then a combination is that the arrangement of an event doesn't really matter. So, for example, you order a sandwich at a restaurant, you can choose 2 side dishes from a list of 8, and how many combinations of side dishes are possible. The combination formula is pretty similar to permutations. The only thing that you will add is that at the bottom, you will multiply by r. So, for this one, there are 2 side dishes to choose from a list of 8. So 8 will be n, then c for combinations, and then 2 for the 2 side dishes is equal to 8 factorial divided by 8 minus 2 factorial multiplied by 2 factorial. And basically you will do the same thing. You will, for the bottom, you will subtract 8 minus 2, which is 6 factorial. And then the top, you will multiply 8 times 7 times 6, and then cross out the 2 6 from top and bottom, so you can have 8 times 7, and then the times 2 factorial is kept at the bottom, so that will be 56 divided by 2, and then the factorial will just be 2 times 1, and then simplify that into 56 divided by 2 is equal to 28. So that is it for 5.5 permutations and combinations. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for next podcast.